A nurse is now on her way home to Maine after a humanitarian trip to Sierra Leone to care for Ebola patients caused her to be quarantined in New Jersey over the weekend. Her case is at the center of a debate about the political versus public health need for the new rules designed to curb the virus. WHYY's Tanya English reports.
Nurse Casey Hickox says she was feeling physically fine and had no fever while being questioned at Newark Airport. A forehead scan registered 100, but Hickox says that was hours later, after she was questioned like a criminal, she says, and had become flushed and upset. Officials transported the 33-year-old to a New Jersey hospital, where she spent the weekend in an unheated tent. Medical ethicist Art Kaplan says workers home from fighting Ebola should be pampered, not detained.
Why don't we offer them full pay for 21 days, let them stay in a very nice place? Last time I looked, there were a lot of empty hotels in Atlantic City. Treat them like heroes. Make a beautiful environment for them, give them nice food, honor their service.
Kaplan says the science doesn't support forced quarantine for people with no symptoms. The spread of Ebola requires very close contact with blood or body fluids. But given some early communications missteps from health officials, Kaplan says he understands why that message isn't sticking.
I think that left a really distrustful atmosphere around public pronouncements, official announcements.
Drexel University infectious disease doctor Esther Chernak says quarantine should be used judiciously for the right disease.
Like tuberculosis or even measles that are much more easy to spread. And I think it's more important to save quarantine and use quarantine for those situations when it's needed and not when it's really has no public health contribution to make.
Chernak says unnecessarily restrictive rules will discourage people from volunteering to fight Ebola. I'm Tanya English, WHYY News.